almost here, and the cry for help from communities without motorable roads continues to echo. This issue affects almost all rural areas in the 31 local governments in Akwa Ibom State. But in this report, we'll focus on Ibesigbo Asutan. Inspiration FM visited two villages in Ibesigbo Asutan with roads which we could only access because it is still dry season. During the rains, the dwellers describe it as impassable. First is the Ikot Mbon Nongete Road, which links to Shelter Afrique, a high brow area in the state. Village head Etidong Anefon Lawrence Young, who spoke in the native dialect, highlighted the challenges faced by residents of the community and called on the government to fix the road before the rains descend. Another member of the community, identified as Akparawa Enekeme Eyosuko, lended his voice to the call, maintaining that the road has caused hardship for residents, especially those with small-scale businesses.
Time for you to song the northern. I'm from Shelter, 83 halfway. Then you can go from Shelter to Ikorombun bus stop. I do less than 2 kilometers. I do you know the major area and I'm giving no way to you often. It's not on north, you want to north, it's not you. Besides, the inhabitants of Shelter Afrique, they can get a very short cut, no more, since I'm rather than going to turn Nwaku bus stop or Udodoma. Now some of this was you do motor will beat them. Why might say what this and I will you? But now I will the area. It make better be done. In 20 about fin night I do from with the tight. Mutu, Iwata, Keke, Iwata, machine, Iwata, pedestrians is again. So Mbok, Yaukara, Edi, I did rescue him from this bondage. Fred Frenyan in access to the road.
Still in Ibesigbo Asutan local government, we took a tortuous trip to Ikorokwokpan village via the use of motorcycles, as cars could not pass through even as everywhere is still dry. There, we met the village head, Etidong Ekwe Akai, who narrated the ordeals of dwellers in the village. Etidong Ekwe Akai, while speaking with us, revealed that several letters have been written to the appropriate authorities in the state, calling their attention to the road, but all has yielded no results. Not left out were residents of Ikorokwokpan village, who in an interview with us decried the hardship caused by the road, noting that they almost have to pay through their nose to get a motorcycle that will take them out or bring them into the village.
So now go for me. Okay, me now rub 1,000 something. No, I said if you go so many, you are not worried. You are not so worried. Miss no water. You are doing all work, mom. I do in India. You are going to India. Say it's a cool, you know.
The Nigerian Meteorological Agency, NIMET, released the 2023 seasonal climate prediction with a forecast of early onset of rain across the country. NIMET revealed that rainfall onset date would likely be from March 2 in southern states, while other parts could delay till around July 7. This announcement corroborates that of the National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, that Nigeria would experience another round of flood in many states this year. NEMA also revealed that in 2022, 662 persons were killed by devastating floods in the country. The warning by these agencies, therefore, calls for prompt action by the Akwaibom State government as it concerns communities that are likely going to face flooding issues due to deplorable state of roads.
This report was produced by Huwotu Omelabu for Inspiration 105.9 FM.